www.thebeatsofmetal.com.
Good day to you. It's 7 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Michael has fallen into the same rut, Jennifer, as Rich
this
does
song
for whatever
every
the
hour.
Reason. Yeah, if this, Michael, we got to do something, either add or subtract from the rotation. I don't want to get too inside here, but this song always plays in this hour, and it becomes annoying at best to have. So we want variety. It's the spice of life. Mangia has... Somebody who's Italian. Is that, how do you say mangia, Roberta? Probably in Italian.
Mangia.
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 You eat.
Roberta mangia. Fasanelli is here to eat her breakfast or whatever else it is. Maybe it's lunchtime where you are. We'll be happy to avail you of whatever it is you'd like to eat. We'll help you out by providing conversation for digestion. That's what this hour is called. There ought to be some music. Conversation for digestion on Good Day. Maria Bailey is here. Jennifer Horn, Richie has been to the hospital to have his checkup. He's all right. He'll be fine. And so now I'm sure he'll go lay low for a while for the rest of the day. So we have Michael Portier at the controls. Clay Cohut is here from our web works. And this is Monday morning, so we really have to work hard at getting the cobwebs out. Some of you have had too much to drink. Some of you have maybe not enough rest. You get wild and crazy over the weekend. So let's discuss quantum physics.
Ooh, I like this.
Everybody,
just what we need on a Monday morning.
Quantum physics and the theory of the law of attraction. How many people understand? First of all, quantum physics. Roberta, what do you know about quantum physics?
You got to be really smart.
We've got to be really smart for what?
Ask
to
me,
understand
ask me.
It.
I don't even know how to spell quantum.
I know that. You got someone who like those quantum physics
quantum
is like
is
a lot smarter than I am.
T-U-M.
Quantum. Yeah, but how do you spell physics, smarty pants?
P-H-Y-S-I-C-S.
Doug, that's where you're wrong. It starts with an F.
Oh, good, Clay. That's from a kid who didn't graduate from high school or college or whatever.
Just keeping you in check, though.
I understand.
I go
Thank
see them
right.
both quantum of physics when I need to know about my future.
Well, they're playing now. All the movie channels are playing, for whatever reason, Quantum of Solace, which was the most recent James Bond movie. And that has nothing to do with quantum physics, but it's quantum something or other. Mm-hmm. Quantum leap is another word that's frequently, a phrase that's used frequently.
It's energy and matter.
That's exactly what it is. Leave it to Maria.
Yeah, she looked it up on Wikipedia like I did.
Well, but she took the initiative to do that, Roberta.
Major.
Yeah. Energy and matter. Okay. So how would that, in terms of being attracted to somebody else, how would that work? Huh? Maria's Law, you
Roberta,
came up.
Roberta, you know this is coming back to me, right, Roberta? You know that this is coming back to me.
Well, you came
how,
up with energy and matter. I want to have you reflect on how you think quantum physics, i.e. energy and matter, are part of what makes it interesting for two people to be with each other. Because that's really what it is.
Right. Well, if you think about it through physics... like energy attracts like energy. So you would think positive energy attracts positive energy. I mean, if you look at it in just physics, but we know that doesn't happen because then chemistry gets in the middle of it and mixes it all up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't it also that, like, let's say, like, you have the energy and he has what matters?
That's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take it one step further, shall we? Thinking about how it is that you are attracted to whomever you are attracted, there are people who are happy. I think I remember my father saying, you know, there are varying degrees of happiness, and there's the comparative degree, and there's the basic degree, which is happy. Comparative degree is happier. Superlative degree is happiest. So do you have to have the right energy when you are connected to somebody in order for you to be at your happiest. That's one part of pulling this law of attraction apart.
Well, don't you think you also attract the people that you need to have in that energy field?
I think that that would, I don't know how to answer that. Yes and no. I'm beginning to sound like Phil Limpert. Yes, you do if you're in touch with yourself, but some people aren't
putting
in touch with themselves. They don't put it out there.
But don't you think you can look at someone who's really attractive that a lot of the population would agree that this is an attractive person, but unless you have that invisible spark, that's all they are is an attractive person because there's no chemistry.
Well, but the spark is created by different circumstances. Mm-hmm. Some people have, I mean, that's what makes the world such a wonderful place. I sat down next to a woman on Saturday, well, the homeliest woman I've ever met in my life. And her husband was involved in the production of the event that I went to, and she was lovely. I liked her a lot. She wasn't attractive, but she was married to a guy who wasn't that attractive, and they obviously cared a great deal for each other. So what does that tell you? The physicality of what attracts you. Sometimes it's only physicality, but most often it's not. You just may not be in touch with anything other than the physical, but there's a lot of other stuff. And maybe that's an example of it. Some people you see together and you wonder, I saw somebody walking across the street when the cab driver was bringing me back to the airport Sunday morning. And she was this chunky, cute girl with this guy who looked like a Romanian basketball player. She must have been 4'9". He was about 8'3". And it was just interesting to wonder what it is about the two of them that makes it attractive to be with one another. And that isn't just, it isn't just the physical, although maybe there's something about her that likes really tall guys, and there's something about him that likes really short, dumpy girls.
Yeah, but do you ever really see, I notice this about couples, do you ever see where two of them are both physically in shape? Rarely do you ever see that.
To the nth degree, let's say two bodybuilders together, men and women bodybuilders.
Right, right. You rarely see.
Because they don't want to be around the same.
Who's attractive, more attractive than the other. You rarely see couples who are equally attractive.
A really good-looking one. Megan, my daughter, who I believe to be attractive, used to date guys that weren't attractive. And she dated them because they were smart. Usually that's what she liked. Mm-hmm. She wasn't that interested.
But her husband now is attractive.
Yeah. Well, he's not my type, but then he doesn't have to be.
Thankfully. That would be a story if you broke up your daughter's marriage.
Do you think she was looking for her father?
Sometimes you stare at
her husband.
I think there are a lot of people who do. This kid's not like me at all. So I don't know whether that is something that indicates something or not. Megan is still very connected to me. Maybe she didn't need. Is it? Do you think that girls are attracted to their father's image if they aren't connected to them, if they felt there was something missing? Do you think that's
it? Totally married my father.
You did.
I look for
totally
my father's qualities.
My father.
So in that case, was there something missing in your relationship? That is your father and you and you were trying to end it or finish it or compliment it or something? You think?
Well, yeah. Oh, I totally think there was something there. I haven't analyzed it fully, but absolutely.
Well, talk to me. I've analyzed it fully. I've got the whole story.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you've analyzed it for me. Analyzed my second husband, too. So.
Roberta, are you really telling me something? Roberta.
Yeah.
Your husband is not like your father at all.
No, not at all.
Not at all. But your relationship with your father was complete.
Oh, absolutely complete.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my father.
So maybe we're on to something here. My daughter's relationship with me is complete. Maybe you don't, if you don't have a complete, maybe that is true, that theory is true, if in fact your relationship with your father is not complete. Now let's turn it around. For men, I have not, well, the woman that I married, I haven't thought about it. I've never thought about it this way, now that I'm thinking about it. How much is Tony like my mother?
Well, you married a nun, so let's start there.
Right. Well, she wasn't a nun when I married her, but she had
I know,
been.
But still.
Yeah. But I wonder if I thought I was, because I never had, I really didn't complete anything with my mother. It was far from complete, anything about our relationship. And I wonder if that's why I don't have a good time completing relationships with women in general.
Well, do you think you have completed your relationship with Tony? You really haven't. You've continued it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's continued, and it's an okay.
It's never been completely over for you.
No. But I think the other side of that is you don't, if you really love somebody, you don't stop loving them. You may take them out of your sphere. I think that's the difference between what is true love. And it's, just, you know, there are different ways of describing it. I have no physical interest in Tony and probably never did if I were honest with myself. It wasn't that. It was not physical at all, what we had. Obviously, it was physical enough to get Brendan and Megan, but that was,
I know.
You know, but then you know, it wasn't anything. I never missed that from her. So, but you see, that gets down to the business about some people thinking that we are attracted and the attraction is just physical, and it can't be. The good relationships, obviously, and this sounds simplistic, can't be just physical. But on the other hand, they need to be physical, or the relationship in terms of marriage or in terms of long-lasting commitment or long-lasting whatever's, it does not work without the chemistry that is physical. But then there is a lot of other chemistry that we're learning in this discussion that's important as well to the longevity of a relationship. And if you don't, and that's what the law of attraction is all about, this whole sort of picture. You may be attracted on one level and not on another. So then, but a lot of people, I think the lesson here in part is a lot of people never give it full consideration, and therefore they marry the wrong person, and therefore are miserable during their
lives.
Can you
ever find the total package?
I think you can work on it. I think that Megan, she and I had a long conversation on Friday, and I was one of the things that we were talking about was her relationship with Matthew and how that's pretty much the best thing in her life. He stabilizes. She's not happy at work, and so that, you know, becomes a distraction. And there are other things. Megan takes stuff very seriously. She's very complete in how she works through life. And this guy gets her. And isn't it wonderful to hear your child? I could only hope that it'd be that way forever. But for now, it's very complete. He gets her. How many of you can say that about your partner or your spouse? Jennifer doesn't say it because she doesn't have one. I don't say it because I don't have one. Maria, you know, I know the answer without embarrassing you. And Roberta, I kind of know the answer without embarrassing you.
Mm-hmm.
So what the heck? Why would you want to be? And then the other side of it is, are we all doomed to failure because it's almost impossible for us to find that?
Almost every married person that I know has settled in some sort of
way.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to.
But you have to, because is anybody going to be that perfect match for you? I mean, we see it in the movies, but that's not really real.
Well, yeah, it is. I think you can find it.
I remember something Ann Landers that I read many, many years ago, and she said, if you're thinking about leaving someone, you take a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle. And on one side, write, you know, would I be better off with him? So with him or without him. And on one side, write the qualities why you're better off with him. And the other side, write the qualities why you're better off without them. And then count them. And if the better off without them far outweighs the better off with him, then leave.
See, I've got a problem because with my girlfriend right now, we've had some hard times. But the real reason I'm really staying with her is because I like her friends.
Oh,
you're out of your mind.
You're out of your mind.
Oh, my God.
But I don't have
kid,
any
man.
Other friends, so yeah, I don't want to go back to having no friends.
Yeah, he was really lonely, you guys, so that is something that's appealing
more.
To him.
20 past the hour on Good Day.
The perfect recipe for holiday entertaining begins with my Martha Stewart collection only at Macy's. From the newest gadgets, roasting pans and bakeware, to pretty whiteware, turkey platters, and more, you'll find everything you need to prepare holiday dinners and feasts for a crowd.
Martha makes it entertaining with the Martha Stewart collection. Take an extra 10% off with your Macy's card or pass during Macy's Veterans Day sale. Putting it all together, that's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply, savings off sale and clearance prices.
Thank you. to ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
World peace, it's something that's only a dream until now. Thanks to Doug Steffen's Oddball Theory number 1084, it could become reality. Introducing Doug Steffen's Plan Wacko, the Worldwide Amateur Concert Kazoo Orchestra. Yes, for just one day, every person in the world will lay down their arms and put aside their differences, and for 1 hour, play kazoos for peace. Insane, you say? We don't think so. We dare you to play a kazoo and be angry at your neighbor. So sign up to be a wacko today and join the Worldwide Amateur Concert Kazoo Orchestra. Copyright Steffen Multimedia 2007.
Having fun with Doug Steffen's Good Day.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Woof, woof. The you can tell Rich is in here because this would never pass muster.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Woof, woof.
I do.
All right, birthdays. First on the list is Clara Ann Fowler. Oh, you don't know her, Clara Ann Fowler, though, right? 83-year-old Patty Page. Tennessee Waltz, Old Cape Cod. Remember, I don't know how many of you remember some of these Allegheny Moon. How much is the doggy in the window? Yada, yada, yada. She's in one of those old pop music PBS specials. And actually looked pretty good for 83 is not that old, though. People are looking much better at 83 than they used to. Don't you agree, except for, you know, poor...
especially if they use night skin.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, right. All right, so let's see. Next on our list here, Morley Safer, who is the CBS News 60-minute correspondent, born in the state 1931. He's still working. Those guys don't have to work that hard, so they go out once a month, put something together. They get paid a couple of $1 million a year. What's wrong with that? He's 79, Morley Safer, 79 today. Happy birthday to him. Roy Wood's birthday is today. From the Electric Light Orchestra. Actually, one of the co-founders and lead guitarists with ELO. How many people remember Strange Magic? Man, this group is something else. This is such a wonderful, creative group. Any number of things they've done. have been extraordinarily worth it. Bonnie Bramlett. We should have had Delaney and Bonnie here, Michael. For only you know and I know, remember that? Birthday is today. 66. And Ricky Lee Jones' birthday is today. Remember Chucky's in Love? Oh, this is interesting. Music is all about love, and television dramas are all about murder. That's it. There's no... Everything that's successful, for the most part, musically, has to be about love in one way. It's either good love, bad love, but it's about love. It doesn't work if it's not about love.
And, now, a song about murder might not be that fun to sing.
No, but I mean, isn't it? But in order to be successful, television shows, dramatic television shows, have to be about murder.
Yeah.
Come
or
up
hospitals.
With one successful drama show on television that's not about murder.
Grey's Anatomy. Desperate Housewives.
Oh.
No, those aren't dramas.
Yeah, they are.
Desperate Housewives is a drama?
They aren't considered dramas. About? They're considered, is another...
Stupid.
No.
Useless.
I love them. I love them both.
Yeah, no, but that's not what I'm saying. It's just a... Whatever. All right, before we run ourselves out of time here in this half hour, just sort of want to summarize where we have been. Quantum physics, the law of attraction, and the admission that if you haven't done a good job with all that stuff, then you haven't found what you want, and most of us haven't found what we want. So is it easier said than done, or do we just give in, give over, and give up? Except in the case where there are those of you who are really, really happy. I think one of the things that works on this, and I'll leave you at this point to think about, is that fear of being alone is what prompts people to do things that they otherwise might not do.
Right? Yep.
See? 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Jeff Weber with another edition of Pop Quiz. They started out as a product of a TV producer's imagination. The group was modeled after the Beatles, and they were brought together to create a new television sitcom based on the experiences of a band. The twist was the actors selected had little musical experience. When Pop Quiz continues, find out who they are.
This is not a get-rich-quick kind of career. It is a legitimate, proven way to supplement your income. Our Mystery Shopping Guide will tell you all about companies that offer not just mystery shopping or secret shopping, but merchandising jobs, sampling promotional opportunities, auditing of movie theaters, and more. Mystery Shopping is where you're paid to evaluate businesses like retail stores, restaurants, and banks. Get this complete list of more than 40 companies for just $10. Order now by visiting us online at mshopusa.com. That's mshopusa.com.
Mickey Dolenz, Davy Jones, and Peter Tork became the Monkees when the TV show of the same name debuted on NBC in September of 1966. The series only lasted two seasons, but launched a musical career that brought them numerous hits.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. The people say we monkey around. Take the last train across the land. I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, because I made your reservation. Don't be slow.
Industry leaders like Neil Diamond wrote the songs, while the actual music was played by musicians like Stephen Stills and Harry Nilsson. Two of the Monkees had an interesting past, like Mickey Dolenz, who as a child starred as Corky in the 50s TV show Circus Boy, and Michael Nesmith, whose mother's frustration with making mistakes as a typist in the early 50s led her to invent a product that would solve the problem. Its name? Whiteout. And that's our pop quiz. I'm
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filters filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Do you know someone who's a Constitution basher? Then here's the ammo you need to silence them once and for all. Introducing the Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution, How to Argue with a Liberal about Constitutional Issues and Win Every Time. If you believe it's time we stop disgusting left-wing lies and start telling the truth about America's Christian heritage, this Crash Course for Patriots is for you. Start neutralizing the liberal propaganda being force-fed in our schools, the workplace, and the media. The Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution is an audio power program that includes 6 CDs jam-packed with amazing information, insights, and truth that will shut the mouth of any lie-loving liberal. Order your Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution online at thefoundersplan.com and look for the free bonus kit. Call today 1-877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, or go to thefoundersplan.com. For God's honest truth, go to thefoundersplan.com today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Watching the streaming live video of the Good Day Show at gooddayshow.com, hit refresh.
Okay? I'm watching.
That's all
you,
I
Dad.
Had to do, right?
Yeah, it looks like you're wearing a very colorful robe today.
I am wearing a very colorful robe, as a matter of fact. It's one of my father's old robes. He had great time. We are a big bathrobe family. I don't know why that is.
Everybody your in my kids family love
the bathrobe family.
Wear bathrobes. And I get up, it's 4 o'clock in the morning when I go on the air. And my commute is from my bedroom down to the studio. So for years and years and years and years and years, I've actually been doing this program from this studio since 1990, late 91 or early 92. So 18 years. I've rearranged things here 3 or 4 different times, and I sort of settled in on things the way they are. And I could give you a sort of a little virtual tour. I'll do that at some point in time. Of what the room looks like and why I'm so comfortable here. You get into part of what works being on the radio is finding a comfort zone or your comfort factor. The same is true, I think, in television, but less noticeable because you have less control over what you do. And now that we're streaming, this has become a television program. Really, that's what it is. You have the ability on Ustream and elsewhere to create YouTube. You make your own movies and little things that somehow, look at these people who have released songs. You can record the things on your own. You can edit them on your own. You can uplink them on your own. After you've created that podcast, you promote it. And if it's any good, people will find it, and it'll become amazingly viral so quickly. That's what really I find intriguing, Clay, about all of this new media, is that people can take something and it attracts a few people, and then it goes to more people. And I never found, you know, when you had news like that before, when we're all younger, we'd get on the phone and pick up the phone. Hey, did you hear about Now, it just gets sent out, and it's amazing what people find interesting and attractive, don't you think? What goes?
I think so, too. I think people need to remake the opening scene to Bye Bye Birdie when the people are getting on the call, the phone, saying, have you heard about...
I'm intrigued that you know about Bye Bye.
I know. I'm impressed.
My mom was into musicals, so I know
The old musicals. All right, so your mother was from that era. Yeah. All right, so anyway, the phone business about connecting was a great thing because you could hear. I'm a voice person. You could hear what was going on with somebody. You could hear the emotion. You could hear fear. You could hear a problem. You could hear and do something about it. The flat screen eliminates all of that. So you can be trying to communicate with somebody, but you really, really, really cannot communicate with someone properly just using the word if it's not spoken. You don't know what's in that person's mind. You don't know what there is that's motivating him or her. And I get in so much trouble often using this as the means of communication because you cannot express what you really think and feel. And sometimes if you're really to the point, as I am, people are offended by that. They think I'm being curt. There's a lady, you're just looking at an email from a lady who's a lovely lady, good friend of mine for years and years and years, and I try to help her out every time I can. And she wanted me to do a radio program from a location, and I didn't really understand it. So I sort of said no. And then she said, well, you were so curt, it's not like you to be curt. And I wasn't being curt in that sense or trying to be rude. It's just that no, when you see it on a screen, is, oh, wow, that's pretty stark, isn't it?
Yeah, you want to say, I'm really sorry, but I can't.
Hmm.
Yeah, but that takes five words. So, I'm really sorry, but
nice.
I can't. Be nice is two words. No is one word.
Juggy.
Well, but you know what I'm saying. It isn't just us that I'm talking about. I'm talking about in general, there's a nuance that's lost by using the flat screen. That's the point that I'm trying to make. And it doesn't get made up particularly well in our society unless if you are upset, you can go back and forth, try to explain things three or four times in an email, and it doesn't work. So you have to pick up the phone. Pick up the phone. And talk it through. It's like these radio programs. Can you imagine you could get any emotion communicated if we didn't have a relationship on the air? This isn't going to work on a flat screen. Any important communication... Yeah, I'm still holding the phone in my hand. Any important communication has to be live. It can't be on a screen. Can't do it. You could, like right now, we're streaming the video at gooddayshow.com. I could have a conversation with you as I look into the, I'm looking into the screen. If I had somebody else on my screen, if I was looking, for example, Jennifer and I were going back and forth, it would mean something. You could really have a conversation if there was somebody else on the screen. They could see you. You could see them. Video conferencing, I think they call it, right?
Play? Right.
That's
exactly.
Yeah. A lot of people do business. Now they don't put people on a plane and go out and make the sales call. They put them in front of a computer with a television screen, and they have a video monitor back and forth. That's how they work at stuff. That's how it works. And maybe that's the way of... Because otherwise you create
cheaper.
So many problems. Oh, my God. It's just awful what happens if you don't have a really good, strong connection that way. And I guess I could go back to the conversation we were having earlier in the hour about detachment and connection and the law of attraction. I think that there is there's something to be said for the subconscious connection that we feel or don't. And whether people are in touch with their subconscious, most people deny having even a subconscious. They don't want to deal with it. They want to deal with what they can see. It's the five senses. They don't want to deal with something they can't see or sense or taste or smell or feel. And yet, I believe that most of the important communication in life takes place on that sixth plane, the gut, the instinct. And that's back to what, in terms of relationships, what you feel, what's the law of attraction. It isn't something that's spoken or it's not one of those five things that you can taste, touch, feel, smell, or what's the other one? Hear?
What?
It's maybe a combination of all of those things, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Am I beating this too much, or does it make sense?
No, it makes sense to me.
Yeah. So, but how many of us use them? You don't use these techniques, Jennifer. You have one disaster after another.
Thanks a lot. But I keep practicing.
Well,
that's all that
the same with I'm not. That's me. I have one disaster after another. Sometimes it lasts a couple of years. And I know what it is. I have settled over the years for what I knew wasn't my heart's desire. And how many people go through their whole lives? That's really what we're trying to get to, the bottom line, is your life and how you spend it. And how many of you spend your life in total denial that you're with the wrong person? That's why it's just, you know, it bugs people sometimes because I get off on my toots with this stuff. But because people don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. They don't want to know or hear what they know in their heart and in that sixth reality is true.
I think people just balance it. You know, do you want to be alone? No, then I'll settle.
Why wouldn't you? I've decided I'd rather be alone. I have Charlotte. I'm just as happy as could be.
Well, don't you think for a lot of people, especially women, a lot of the reason that they stay in relationships that they're not particularly happy in is financial?
Yep. Golden handcuffs.
It's financial. So,
absolutely. Yep.
You know, in that list, am I better off with him or without him? You know, well, without
him. So why kid yourself? Why not just have an open relationship? Okay, I'm not going to get divorced.
Yeah, right. Guys will allow that, yeah.
What? Well, if the guy has an open relationship, why shouldn't the woman have an open relationship?
The guy doesn't call it an open relationship.
What does he call it?
He calls it, you know, somebody on the side.
You call it working late at the office.
Late at the office. If a woman has an open relationship, it means that she's a prostitute.
That's true.
It's a double standard.
Well, not with me, but maybe you're right with a lot of people. It would be. But there's an uncomfortableness to it unless you have the starch to handle it.
I'll tell you, I know more middle-aged women.
Yeah, who are having affairs.
No, who are leaving their husbands.
Just leaving, yeah.
Just leaving them. In fact, there were two very prominent women in my church.
Are they getting divorced or are they just leaving?
No, they're getting divorced. Two very prominent women in my church.
Yep.
Both left their husbands and now are a couple together. Between them, they have 8 children.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are they both, they left their husbands, so there's two women, it's a lesbian couple?
Well, they've become a lesbian couple.
Huh.
But I don't think it's so much with women that they are intrinsically born gay. I think it's just they are so fed up with men. That's it.
I agree with you. Men are born more of the time. They are born with homosexual tendencies than women.
Now, I think women, it's a lot easier for them. It's not necessarily that they are born gay, but they've decided that this is the life that they want to lead. They love each other, and it's a lot easier being two women together than a woman and a man.
What do you think, Roberta? You and I, you want to get hitched?
Yeah, I think so, Gina. Who's on top?
I just shuddered a little. Yeah, that's just how I know I'm stuck with men. Gosh.
The reality of women, and as Roberta just described it, I'm reminded of a story of a lady that I know in Los Angeles who came from what she called a loveless marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Very attractive woman in her late 40s, early 50s. And lately she's been seen hanging around with this big, strapping woman who is about 35 or so. And they were going down the street holding hands and obviously embracing one another. And what it is the fulfillment that you're talking about, because that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's fulfillment. And appreciating and understanding and knowing what the other, being sensitive to what the other person wants in every imaginable way.
And sometimes it's not even about sex. It's about being cuddled. It's about being held.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, being able to relate to someone without having that forced interaction.
It's about being erudite.
Huh?
Huh? Mm-hmm. What's that word you said?
Huh?
E-R-U-D-I-T-E. Look it up in your Funk and Wagnalls. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit barracuda.com.
This is Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a word on Sustanex. Go to the website trysustanex.com to get a $5 off coupon, which is good at all the stores around the country where Sustanex is sold. Why is this important, Ken?
Doug, one of the best things you can do to defend against cold and flu is to take probiotics. The probiotics in Sustanex have been clinically shown to boost the immune system against cold and flu viruses.
Unlike probiotics found in a lot of yogurts and supplements, with Sustanex, you don't have to worry about not getting live cells because Sustanex probiotics survive extreme temperatures, storage, and your stomach acids.
Doug, the nice thing about taking Sustanex for your immune system is that you get side benefits, including better digestive health. Colds and flu and digestive problems are some of the most widespread health complaints. Take Sustanex, and you'll just feel better overall.
Go to trysustanex.com for $5 coupons. Good at stores where Sustanex is sold, like Walgreens, CVS, and Target. Get the coupons. Go to the store and get Sustanex.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
All right, so the folks who are responsible for Glee, is a big TV show. I don't understand. I don't know this show at all.
Oh, Glee!
I know they've
great.
Had a lot of hit records, that kind of stuff.
The writing is brilliant on it, especially
but they,
for Sue.
Parents groups have made a big deal out of the racy photos from GQ magazine last month.
Right.
They're still on it. The Parents Television Council is on this
they
thing.
They stick around on
as
things.
As hyper-sexualized, yada, yada, yada. It reminds me of, this is not the same as Brent Rozelle's group, though, Jennifer, is it?
No.
What's his is called? No, I think it is.
Is it the same?
I think this is, the Parents Television Council is Brent Rozelle's group, if I'm not mistaken.
Hmm. We'll look it up.
He thinks that this was a near pornographic display.
Oh, good Lord.
Have you
seen any porn lately? Because that's not...
Well, but for any... that's the thing. People who are not used to seeing other people undressed, I'm wondering what his wife... You know, she probably goes to bed with her pajamas on and never takes them off. That's one of those things. People who are not used to seeing anyone without clothing on, has anything where a body is naked is pornographic, which is ridiculous.
Of course these actors range from 23 to 28.
Yeah, they're above legal age.
Yeah, right. No, it said that it borderlined on pedophilia in one article I read.
Good Lord.
But doesn't it sort of reflect, well, the show's aimed at children, right?
No, it's not.
Who's it aimed at?
Definitely teenagers and up. And it's definitely a show that adult parents and their teens can enjoy together.
Really? You're very passionate about this. I know
very
you love
passionate.
The show.
I watch the show with my daughter all the time.
And what do I get if
I
watch
brilliant.
It? What am I going to get out of it if I watch it?
The writing is just superb.
Do you like musicals?
Do I?
We love musicals. Yeah, we love musicals.
But Roberta does. I'm not a big fan of musicals.
Okay, because you probably wouldn't like it if you don't like musicals.
I would like to. I love Smokey Joe's Cafe. That was a good Broadway show. I have not seen. I saw the Mamma Mia was great. I mm-hmm. thought.
Well, these are musicals.
You would like.
Right. No, I'm just saying
like
the exception may be these. I have not seen the Frankie Valli Jersey Boys,
so
but I really want
it.
To see that as well.
I got to get you that for Christmas.
So, but maybe people just need to let it all.
Then I can go out with Duff again.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, there we go. We can hold hands and all that good stuff. 51
right,
past the hour on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Insurance.
We just had the midterm elections. Time now to look ahead to 2012. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. Yes, those midterms were less than a week ago, but there are more than a few political pundits and elected officials firmly focusing their attention on what will happen 2 years from now. Considering what happened last week, Republicans nationwide feel President Obama is quite vulnerable in running for a second term. The question, of course, is who will run against him. One name that continues to surface is New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who is in his first term as governor. He is seen as a rising star in the party. He did travel across the country before the midterm elections, but each time his name has come up as a possible presidential candidate, he has shot it down. Here's what Christie had to say just a couple of days ago about a White House run in 2012.
I said, I don't want to. I'm not going to. There's zero chance I will. I don't feel like I'm ready to be president. I don't want to run for president. I don't have the fire in the belly to run for president. But yet, everybody still thinks, well, he's left the door open a little bit. And I don't, you know, short of suicide, I don't really know what I'd have to do to convince you people that I'm not running. I'm not running.
Guess he's not running. But wait, here's what Chris Christie had to say on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday about a future presidential bid, maybe beyond 2012.
My mother always taught me first things first. Do your job. Do your job that the people of New Jersey gave you. I love being governor, and I'm going to be governor until 2013, then we'll see what the verdict of the people is of the job I did.
Christie added that when his term is up as governor in 2013, he would be in the market for a new job.
And so whether it's going to be being governor of New Jersey or doing something else, I have 4 kids between 7 and 17. I'm working the rest of my life anyway. So he's going to be doing something, David, so maybe it'll be that. Who knows?
I appreciate your answers, Governor, and I appreciate you calling me David. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes
stabilizes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
On Wall Street, analysts see the stock market coasting along this week without any major economic or quarterly earnings reports due out for investors to chew on. Last week, you had a triple whammy for the stock market with the midterm elections, a Federal Reserve meeting, and stagnant jobless numbers. But the week overall saw the Dow gaining more than 300 points, an increase of 200 last Thursday alone. Speaking of numbers, how about those prices at the pump?
Fill it up!
According to the Lundberg survey of gas stations across the country, over the past 2 weeks, average price of regular went up just a half a cent a gallon. The national average now at $2.83. Business at the box office this past weekend.
Let the showdown begin!
Where did you park the invisible
car? From DreamWorks Animation, Megamind making mega bucks in its debut weekend, number one with just under $48 million. And finally, to the five boroughs of New York City we go. Yesterday's New York City Marathon, some 45,000 runners in all. Men's winner from Ethiopia, Gebremariam, in an excellent time of 2 hours, 8 minutes, 13 seconds. But Gebre said he wasn't concerned about the time.
Even I finish 2:11 is good for me. It's my first marathon, but I didn't think about the time.
It was Gebre's first New York City Marathon, not his first marathon overall. Women's winner from Kenya, Edna Kiplagat, in 2 hours, 28 minutes, 20 seconds. She said the race was a thrill.
And when I crossed the finish line, I was so happy.
Exhausted, but happy. And there was a whole lot of attention, of course, on one of the other participants, someone who arrived in New York City last week after accepting an invitation to run in the marathon. Here's what he had to say before the race, speaking through a translator.
CEO.
Yes, I was very eager to take on this huge challenge of the New York Marathon. I wanted to show the world that I could run it.
And run it he did. Edison Pena, one of the 33 Chilean miners who spent 69 days underground. He ran about 6 miles a day in the darkness of that mine to show he could not be defeated. And he wasn't defeated yesterday, finishing in just under 6 hours. What an effort. An absolutely incredible story. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
You can now hear Doug Steffen's Good Day podcast while you're on the go with Stitcher Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk radio mobile application available for your iPhone, your Palm Tree, or your BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to DougSteffen.com. Click on the BlackBerry logo under Listen Now to hear Good Day on your phone. The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougSteffen.com. We'll be right back.